Thank you so much for joining us on Did You Know, the ESCO HVAC podcast. So today we're going to be spending some time with our friends at the newly organized Bosch Home Comfort Group. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Good morning.
Great.
Matt Schlegel and Jason Carter are joining us. We've had conversations before, kind of based on the Johnson Controls platform. Now we have this amazing new organization that is going to be merging technologies. All of our friends from both sides are now going to be in one brand umbrella. And so there's so many things for us to talk about, so many products that are going to be coming to market. And I love the fact that we're really merging to bring technologies together. And one of the things that we've discussed quite a bit in the past is heat pumps and heat pumps in, you know, especially in rooftop units, commercial package units. And now we start looking at, well, what are some solutions to really merge markets, right? A big talk in the industry right now is dual fuel applications because it helps satisfy both sides of the aisle, right? Because we've got a lot of, I wouldn't call it controversy or debate, I just call it perspectives within the industry. Like, we're all trying to get to a place where we can manage our energy consumption better, right? And how do we do that? And I personally like the whole dual fuel applications. So let's talk about some solutions in the dual fuel market, especially when we get into the commercial side.
Yeah, absolutely, Clifton. I think you hit the nail on the head. Controversial, maybe not the right decision, but everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got kind of their viewpoint and what they want to see going forward. And I think one of the things we've really focused on is how can we provide solutions that we can give to our customers today instead of waiting for advanced development several years down the road? Obviously, that work is going to go on too. But what can we get to our customers today? And maybe even more importantly, what can we do that's going to be economically feasible? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's great with a dual fuel application is you're going to be seeing existing technology. You're going to be seeing the heat pumps that we use today, the furnaces that we use today, just combined in a way that we haven't done before, which is going to be not just a solution to provide decarbonization, provide better efficiency, provide more options in terms of how you're going to operate your unit, but it's going to do it, like I said, in an economically feasible way. That means that decarbonization is not going to be an expensive hurdle that even someone who's interested can't get over that hurdle.
Yeah, you know, one of the really cool things with dual fuel is when we start looking at energy management, most people don't realize that in some locations, the electricity prices fluctuates drastically throughout the day. And so if we are actually looking at heating and cooling from an energy perspective, especially on the heating side, and we're, you know, trying to maximize our efficiency, a lot of times it's looking at the utility cost for different times of the day. Especially if I'm way out west, I could have gas that's more efficient during one part of the day and electricity that is more efficient at another part of the day. And having that flexibility to go in between, it's a big move when we start looking at energy management.
Yeah, agree, Clifton. You know, and so some of the things that us as manufacturers want to do is we want customers to feel comfortable with that and be able to switch as needed. So controls become a big piece of this so that you can switch seamlessly between heat pump and gas when it makes sense. So we set up the controls where you can do that, and then also bringing in some tools that help you calculate that. So, you know, so a customer can put in, mm-hmm. All right, my utility is this much. If it's natural gas or if it's electric, and you can kind of make those decisions so that you can run it the most efficiently as possible based on utilities. But then also, you know, you can look at, all right, if I have goals as far as decarbonization, I can look at that as well, which one makes the most sense. And then also from an efficiency standpoint, you definitely nailed it with talking about the efficiencies there, because that's going to play a big role too. You know, as we make this transition, into these heat pumps that can do colder climates? Are we where are we running the most efficient? And that obviously translates into how much it costs a customer to run that heat pump, or in this case, a dual fuel type of heat pump.
Yeah. You know, when we look at like the driving forces behind these transitions, there's a lot of things. You know, we've got refrigerant transitions. We've got regulatory transitions, like through the technology transition rule. We've got compliance for, you know, local codes and regulations. We have electric energy providers, the utilities that are looking for better ways to manage, you know, energy utilization. And then when we start looking at that whole comfort thing, you know, it really, really brings it into something that that I've been trying to help our educators understand, and especially contractors, is that for a long time, we always use the word balance point as that point at which the load on the structure is not being met by the equipment. And so we'll change equipment to be able to meet that comfort. But as we move into a new age, there's another balance point that really needs to be discussed. And it's that energy balance point, right? It's not just about comfort anymore. It's about energy consumption. You know, here in the United States, a lot of homeowners struggle with the algorithms and the calculations that are designed by equipment manufacturers abroad, because many of them are based on, you know, set points that can go a little bit more out of the American comfort zone. You know, we like for things to be like 1 degree from set point, right? And a lot of places around the world will allow that to go, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees away from set point because of the energy, right? And so in America, we haven't really looked at that, but I think consumers are starting to be more aware of that. And I feel, and I'm curious, are you seeing more of a driving force for dual fuel coming from the consumer as well?
So it's interesting. I think there are a couple of major driving forces. When we put together a business case and we're trying to figure out who's going to use this, who wants it, who's really driving us, and in this case, really driving us from a date perspective to get it out as fast as possible, there are going to be two kind of main streams that pushed us. One is going to be the consumer world, and particular regions have specifically pushed us, and you alluded to it with utility companies. There are some rebates out there for heat pumps, for dual fuel heat pumps, that are off the charts massive. In the Northeast, there's a couple of states that are going to have rebates, some going up to $2,500 per ton really? Of a rebate for this. So when you're looking at the price of the unit and you're looking at a rebate of that size, it is very large. And then if you go north of the border into Canada as well, we have partners in Canada that have been working with us very closely, really, really driving the need for dual fuel, again, because of rebates and because of local municipal requirements. Pushing government buildings, pushing things to utilize heat pumps. And we know in those climates today, the solution has to be dual fuel, because there's simply not a cold climate rooftop today that can operate in the Northeast, that can operate north of the border in Canada. And then the other driver, though, which is very interesting and we're very active with, is some of our national accounts. So we have partners on the national account side. They have footprints across the country. They have their decarbonization goals, their energy goals. And we know the HVAC system overall, rooftop units play a big part in energy consumption and in emissions. And so for some of our national account partners, not necessarily the easiest way, but the biggest bang for their buck to reduce some of their carbon footprint, reduce their emissions, is to work with us, the manufacturer, the providers of HVAC, to make sure we give them solutions that are going to help decrease their footprint. So consumers are one part of it. Some of it is, again, the social side wanting to decrease their footprint. Some of it is the economics and just the rebates that are out there. But then, again, a big push is from our national account partners and what they're looking for from corporate goals, corporate synergy, what they're looking at, and how we play as partners with them.
Yes, on that corporate aspect, I guess I hadn't really thought about that because, I mean, you have some very, very large nationwide companies that are focusing on, you know, their carbon credits, their carbon footprint, you know, goals as a company to reduce energy consumption, to reduce their impact. And so they are starting to include that into their budget. You know, what can we do? And the HVAC system is such a large consumer of that, you know, as that when I was a contractor, a technician, you know, it always fathomed me that, you know, I would be on these large commercial projects and, you know, some of these multi-facility projects, and every package unit was, you know, gas heat with AC. Every one of them. Right. And they do change out projects and they'd put in a gas heat with AC, and you're looking at it going, you know, for not very much more money, this system could actually be running as a heat pump. And so it's nice to see that we're finally getting to that point where not just the consumer, but the corporate America is very comfortable with transitioning into heat pump technologies.
And Clifton, I want to mention too, so you mentioned gas heat with AC or AC with gas heat and change outs. And that's, I think, one area too, where dual fuel is very important, because when we start looking at replacements, we know the commercial rooftop market, I mean, a vast majority of it is replacements, it's change outs. And when you're replacing an AC with gas heat and you want to move to heat pumps, if you're in a climate where you need supplemental heating, in the past, a heat pump with electric heat, you're looking at a pretty big infrastructure change on that building. You're looking at changing out your wire sizes, changing out breakers, a pretty much overhaul of the electrical, because that heat pump with electric heat backup has such a higher requirement for your electrical load that in the past, it really just wasn't feasible unless you wanted to double or triple the cost of your replacement because you're paying for upgrading all of your electrical systems and not just the rooftop unit itself. So I think that's one area too, where some of our partners have been very interested in dual fuel, is it allows them to bring heat pumps onto their roof without having to go through those mass changes. And when you look at some of the larger stores out there, I mean, the cost to change out your electric heat pump with electric heat backup, going to double, triple the cost of your project, where with dual fuel, you can now go, not necessarily have to upgrade your electrical, but you get the benefits of the heat pump for, I'm not going to say a majority, but for a lot of the heating season where you're able to operate your heat pump.
Yeah, no, I've seen that myself in the residential application. You know, just a couple months back, I'd completed an installation for my own son. You know, purchased a home and had a older gas furnace with single stage gas furnace, single stage AC, and we actually went with a York two stage gas furnace, two stage heat pump. And what we're seeing on those analytics, that both his, of course, we're not into the gas season yet, but his electrical consumption is fractional already. And, you know, it was a 100 amp service, you know, so it was a home built in the 1950s. And so we looked at, you know, what are your options? Can we go with a super high efficient heat pump with a little bit of electric resistance? Well, then we're going to have to upgrade the electrical panel as well as the electrical service to the structure, versus our two stage that has really satisfied the demand for that. So I'm very anxious to see what our two stage gas application does as we move into the winter. So we look at a commercial application, we're really doing the same thing, right? We're looking at an existing single stage gas application and a single stage AC application. So what are some of the solutions when we start looking at those traditional system replacements that were single stage heat, single stage cool?
Yeah, so it is, we've upgraded, right? So we're no longer having to do the single stage everything, and a lot of regulatory things in the regulatory initiatives have started to influence that a bit as well. As Matt said, as you said, rebates, utilities drive some of that, but then also from a regulatory standpoint, we've had requirements where we've had to do more staging of cooling, And then along with that, we've had to do more staging with heating. And one of the exciting things I think that we can do now, on the heat side, talking about single stage, is you can do multiple stages on heating, on natural gas heating. But then you can also do modulating. So talking about comfort, talking about how we keep occupants comfortable as we shift to heat pumps. That is one of the things that we can do very easily, but probably even more easily than looking at an electric heater that you're trying to do some kind of turn down with. You're able to do that a lot easier with natural gas. And then, you know, again, just being able to use the heat pump when it makes sense, using the mechanical heating when it makes sense, and then using the gas when it makes sense. So you can pair them together, gives you more stages, gives you more flexibility, and really is going to allow you to not be stuck in that world of single stage cooling, single stage heating. You know, now you're going to be able to stage and modulate in ways that you've never been able to in the past. And it's going to keep everyone more comfortable. It's going to save you money. And it really have a lot of different options there when it comes to that, as opposed to in the past. And really with packaged rooftops, I think that it's even an easier, you were talking about on the residential side, which thank you for buying York. I appreciate that. But it is just such an easy change out, even compared to residential. You know, you're able to upgrade. But you don't have to go back and look at refrigerant piping, and all those pieces. You really have a package that we've done all the engineering. We've got all of it in a nice, neat package for you to put on the roof. And a lot of times we don't even have to go about really messing with the structure of the roof. We've got options that allow you to replace existing units without having to go with an adapter curb or rip out the existing roof curb that is there. And you're able just to really plug that unit in and take the existing one that's there, take it off, put the new one on without having to disturb the roof, and that can get really expensive. And then upgrade it. So now you've got upgraded heating, upgraded cooling, and as you said, you know, being able to do more with it than you were in the past, where you're just stuck with this single stage gas, single stage cooling. And really be able to make a difference for the owner, the customer, in the long run, for doing them a service.
Yeah, you're talking about the sizing and having multiple stages and capacities. You know, one of the things that was always of concern as a contractor when we were looking at system design as well as system replacement is, you know, the common starting point for a package unit was in the 5-ton range. And there were many applications where I might need 5-ton on the coldest day, but majority of the time I'm not. And so there are so many oversized package units out in the world right now that could really benefit from a multi-stage cooling capability. And we've all been into those buildings, those restaurants, those stores, when you walk in and, you know, the air is just devastatingly cold and you can hear it over everything in the room. And many times it's just because of the application. There might not have been a, say, 3-ton component that had the gas heat capability that they needed. So they went with the 5-ton with 100,000 or 120,000 BTUs of gas heat. And it was just blasting all the time, summer and winter. Versus now that that business owner can actually have a quieter, more comfortable space by adding some stages to that.
Absolutely.
Very cool. What types of capacities are we talking about? Like what type of range of sizes are available with dual fuel systems?
Yeah, so the first product we've released with dual fuel, it's our Pro platform. Historically under the York channel was Predator, but you know, we had a name change a couple of years ago. It's the Pro mm-hmm. platform. So the heat pumps there are going to run from 6.5 to 12.5 tons. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things, so like I said before, it's our current heat pump design matched with our current furnace design. So all of the gas heat options that you have on the AC models today are going to be available there. So stainless steel options, all of the heat sizes in that 6.5 to 12.5 ton heat pump. And the one other thing, just while we're talking options added in, the other thing that we've added alongside of dual fuel is our hot gas reheat option. In the past, that's been consolidated only to AC models, but we're really wanting to open the door with heat pumps, have broader application. We see hot gas reheat kind of pick up and dehumidification pick up. So we've made sure to introduce hot gas reheat in this as well with this release. So the Pro platform is going to be 6.5 to 12.5 tons. And we do have plans to work on smaller tonnage equipment. It's not released yet. So we'll have to kind of put an asterisk by that and say it's coming, wait for it. But today, 6.5 to 12.5 tons under my product. And I can let Jason talk a little bit more about choice and the larger tonnage.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. So with the choice product, it is a product that ranges from 12.5 tons to 25 tons in the heat pump realm. And so when we release it, it will have all of those tonnages up to 25 tons. And we were one of the first manufacturers to come out with a 25 ton heat pump. So we've had them out in the market. They've been run through the paces. And so now adding the gas option to those heat pumps is just a added plus. And then also with our product launch, we will also have a direct drive option, which is going to allow us to control even better, make it more serviceable. Really, you know, we were talking earlier about kind of the plug and play of packaged products. Having that direct drive ECM motor is going to make that even fan and motor is going to make that even an easier type of installation and adjustment out there in the field. So we're very excited about that and to have that offering available.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that combination. Where can we learn more about both of these product lines?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have our public website. So depending on the brand you're looking at, York.com, Luxair.com, all of those are out there. The other area for contractors or customers that are using our product today, we have the Solution Navigator webpage, and that's where they'll be able to find kind of the most detail. And you'll get some great information out there. We've updated all of our technical literature, so our technical guides, installation manuals. All of that is going to have the specifics for dual fuel added into the heat pump literature. And there's one other tool that's out there today. It is an Excel spreadsheet, but we're expanding how it operates. But Jason alluded to it a little bit earlier. We're kind of calling it our dual fuel estimator. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a tool that we have where a customer can go in or a potential customer can go in even and select the tonnage equipment they're looking at and put in a little bit of information about their location so that we can pull the right heating and cooling data for their area. And this tool is actually going to run a comparison for an AC with gas heat, a heat pump with electric heat, and then now the dual fuel heat pump with gas heat and allow customers to put in information. You know, we talked about utility mm-hmm. rates earlier. If they know their rate for their electric and their gas, they can put their utility rate in. They can even, if they know the emissions for how their electricity is generated, they can put in emissions data for their electricity and their gas. And that system is going to go through and that estimator is going to give them information on basically an estimated annual cost of utilities and the estimated annual emissions associated with those three types of products. So it'll give you basically those two numbers for an AC with gas heat, heat pump with electric heat backup, and then the dual fuel heat pump. So you can just see what you can expect to both save in terms of utility costs and the emission reductions that you can expect with that dual fuel heat pump. And there's one other thing that you can plug into that calculator. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it earlier, the kind of buzzword around it, but the one thing that's new with our product with dual fuel in terms of the controls and setup is inputting the balance point. So a customer will go in when they install that unit. The one thing that's new is inserting that balance point. So it's basically the outdoor air temperature at which you want the unit to switch from heat pump heating to gas heat. It defaults to 40 degrees, but we allow a range. You talked about, especially from foreign manufactured products here in the U.S., we may be a little uncomfortable with the range because they allow a little more discomfort than we might typically see here. We've opened up the range here. So that balance point can be set anywhere from 0 degrees Fahrenheit to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Cool. Obviously, the cooler you set it, the longer you're going to operate your heat pump. But again, that's just the temperature. Let's say you set it to 32 degrees, a nice, easy number to pick. If the outdoor air is above 32 degrees, you're running your heat pump as a heat pump. Once you hit 32 degrees or below, it switches to gas heat. The reason I bring that up when talking about the tool, so in the tool, you can set the balance point that you want to use, and that will actually give you the calculations based on that balance point. So our customers can use it both to compare the three different categories of units, but they can also use it if they've already made the decision they're going to purchase a dual fuel unit, but they want to look at the impact of that balance point. They can use the tool to test different balance points, see what it does for their emissions, see what it does for their utility costs, and hopefully help to drive the decision a little bit. The one piece it doesn't do is it doesn't tell you how comfortable you're going to be in the space, obviously. So that's the kind of human factor they have to decide for themselves. But it'll give them kind of the hard numbers, the utility cost associated with it, and the emissions associated with it at those different temperatures.
Yeah. And that's a lot of great information that I know is going to be going into the design of buildings going forward, because, you know, so many building engineers are looking for those specifications, because it's going to be a more common requirement going forward, is understanding what those emissions levels are. Awesome. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate you joining us today. I'm grateful that you're keeping us up to date with the changes in dual fuel RTUs, and I look forward to catching one out in the wild in the near future.
Absolutely, Clifton. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Clifton.